The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward.
And here they're coming. They're coming. All right. All right.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right. I have some horribly depressing news for you today. You're sinners. So am I. All right. And I was sitting there and I was starting to count out the number of sins that I could think of. All right. Can you guys think of any sins that you've done? Raise your hand if you can think of a sin that you may have done. Everybody better start raising their hands. Okay, so how many do we have here? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of you. Look at all those sins. Is there anything that we can do to make up for those sins? Anything at all? Do you have any idea? Is there something you can, yeah? Well, you can be sorry. There we are. But is that enough? Do you have to be sorry and do a dance? Do you have to be sorry and clean your room? It might not hurt. How about you are sorry and you rake the entire backyard? No, that's an awful lot, isn't it? All right. Today in Jeremiah, we heard this amazing thing. I'm going to need you all to turn around, okay? We heard this amazing thing that even though we are all of us sinful, full and full and full of sin, right? If we come to God, if God is with us, God will forgive our iniquity and remember our sin no more. That's how much God loves you, right? Even though every single one of those sins hurts God, right? We come to God. We spend time with God. We confess to God. We give thanks to God. We do those kinds of things. And God will remember your sin. It melted the ink, you think. Is that what you think? Ah, smart kid. Smart kid. But the beauty is this. We are all of us sinful. But God loves each of us so much that God wants to remember our sin no more. You can see that? You can see that? Let's pray. Gracious, holy, and good God, we give you thanks for all the love that you show us. We thank you for forgiving us our iniquity and remembering our sin no more. Help us to be filled with your love and then help us to go and share that love now and always. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen.